Welcome to part two of the Dallas Renegades versus the LA Wildcats. It's not a very good game. It's 6-3. Got some field goals.
I was telling him we had a lot of like there really hasn't been a lot of it's been a lot of
I bet if that was in the NFL,
he would have caught it. Well, he would also got a pass that was worth a shit too.
Yeah, smash mouth.
Oh my god,
what happened to them? I don't know.
They haven't made a Shrek film in a while.
That's true. Hey, say what you want. At one point, they were a huge ass band.
Yeah, about 16 years ago.
Now, we were talking. It was right after the Super Bowl. We're talking about, you know, certain bands will just never get to be on the halftime show. And it's.
No, never. Like, some of the lowest rated, like, halftime shows were the ones with the people that people want, like.
I want to see Tom Petty. I want to see some band from 1980.
Well, they did have it because they had the tit fallout, and they had went real conservative, and nobody watched them.
Yeah, I mean,
people want to bitch.
They do.
People want to bitch.
It's kind of like,
and
honest.
If you give them something they can't bitch to, then they're not going to be happy.
Heather was telling me some people were upset about this year's halftime show, and it was like, I kind of watched some clips of it. I couldn't figure out what they were upset about, but Heather said maybe the only thing is some of the, you know, Shakira, or who sang? Was it Jennifer Lopez and Shakira?
Yeah, Shakira and Jennifer Lopez.
You know, they could have been dressed a little bit more modestly, but it's like, dude, come on.
But they were dressed no different. Like,
I don't know.
I've seen, like, younger kids, like going to, like, dance recitals that were not any more risque, like. Yeah.
People just like to be upset.
It's all bedazzled and shit. It's not like they were, you know, wearing G-strings and shit up there. They were wearing dancing shit.
But the truth of the matter is, the only metal band that could potentially do the halftime show is Metallica. And that's a stretch.
Yeah.
That is a far
stretch. Here's the thing, is that they're also not going to play guitars and shit. Because remember, like, was it two years ago where Red Hot Chili Peppers got on there?
Yeah.
And they were being attacked for not actually playing the stuff?
Yeah.
But Flea was like, do you not understand what goes into this? We can't. We can't play the guitar like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a show. It's a show not meant to showcase the music. It is supposed to be a spectacle. It is not meant to showcase, you know, the music of whoever. So it's like, I get it.
Well, they had one thing where they showed, like, Jennifer Lopez, and it looks like she's just rubbing her crotch, but that's like a still frame that you got from, like, her sliding. It's like, if you looked at it in context, it wasn't what you thought it was. She was just sliding on there, and she had her hand was there, but it wasn't like she was just fingering her vagina on the fucking stage.
They're trying. The people who do the Super Bowl halftime show are trying to figure out what is going to have the most massive appeal. And I'm sorry, George Strait is not going to have.
I like George Strait, but it's not going to happen.
Who are these two clowns? Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, I kind of figured they might have some key. Okay.
So you think LA kicks a field goal here?
I'm going to say L.A. finally gets a touchdown. I'm going with it. If I had money, I would bet L.A. gets a touchdown.
I don't know if I want to see overtime.
not on this game. I kind of wanted to see the overtime yesterday on Tampa versus Seattle because that was actually a decent game. This has just been a bad game.
So what's the average time of an XFL game?
Hold up.
We need, like, a person to do, like, this stuff for us.
You know, I agree, but
come
right.
Come back, Maya.
Average okay. Length.
Okay. God, they still didn't get the first. Come on, 84. We got an answer? We got an answer? No answer? Yeah? Yes,
nope,
maybe.
Not yet. Apparently, there's not enough information to really. Yeah, there's not enough information to really have a database yet. So, There you go.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Take our bets right now. There will be a touchdown on this drive. I'm saying no.
I'm going to go with yes.
All right.
I ain't betting real money.
First and 10 from the 22, from the 19-yard line. He's scrambling out of the pocket. He makes a pass and rolled out of bounds. Number 24.
You
got to
make that catch, Cotton.
Look, two Asians in the same room in a football place. That's just, I've never seen it. I'm just saying I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
How many great coaches are we missing because we haven't recruited from China? There's a billion people there. Someone's got to know football better than somebody. Come on.
I got nothing.
Okay.
I got nothing, Cotton.
All right, let's see. We're at the 19-yard line still. Second and 10. Quarterback back in the shotgun. Goes back in the pocket. Makes a pass. Oh, what? But he's short of the first. Caught at the 10-yard line.
But he did make one hell of a catch.
That was a great catch.
Diving catch. Good effort. Good effort. You know, that's one thing I do like to see out here at Ferris is, you know, I like to see the effort. A lot of these guys know, you know, this is the end of the road. They're playing with everything. They're playing for love of the game,
that's
like
right.
The slogan says.
He came down on his elbow right. All right, third and one from the 10-yard line.
I think you're going to see a run pass option here. Yep.
Oh. He's come to the corner.
Uh-oh.
He got to the 7-yard line.
Okay.
First and goal from the 6-yard line.
And if you're looking and wondering where Troy Aikman and Joe Buck are, they're we couldn't afford them.
We're at 12:41 right now of the fourth quarter, and we're still wondering if this one's going to score a fucking touchdown or not.
They're on the 4-yard line, are they?
No, they're on the
6. They're on the 6th.
Quarterback in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Here's the pass. In the end zone. Oh, and he drops it.
Incomplete.
Back end zone pass dropped by number 84. They've
Smallwood.
Been going 84. They've been going to 84.
Look at this camera guy just on the field. Yeah.
Do they allow that in the NFL?
That would be a no.
Really?
But they can also afford the sky cam.
Okay.
Which maybe the XFL
they
can.
They don't have the bum cam. Get a bum and then walk out in the fucking field. All right, number 8 and shotgun.
Johnson goes back to pass.
Here comes the ball.
He's got all day.
Oh,
I think I predicted it right.
We have a touchdown, finally.
Oh, if only I'd actually bet real money.
Nelson Spruce, 6-yard TD reception. God, they look like a bunch of drunk slobs. There you go.
At least it's nice and pretty outside.
Okay, so there's a 1 point, the 2 point, and the three point. So
they are going for the 1 point.
Okay.
I think it's a safe call. You know, you're up by 3 right now. Try to get the easier one.
All right. Quarterback's in the shotgun. From the 1 yard line, 2 yard line, excuse me. Fake the handoff, makes a pass to the front corner, and it's intercepted.
So, with 11:50 left to go, 6 points for Dallas, 9 points for LA.
11:50 in the game. Who are these fucking clowns still walking?
Probably somebody the XFL paid, actually.
Will you please show up and look cool?
That's what the WNBA had to do.
What did they have to do?
Basically, okay. The WNBA was having to just give people tickets to even show up. And even then, still, people weren't showing up.
What's the average attendance rate? All right, Tim's going to the fucking phone.
That's not good.
I'm saying that they averaged around 1,000 people per game. No.
I'm going to have to say that's a little unfair because obviously some markets are going to be.
Okay, well, we're talking about averages here. So, all right, I'm going to redo it. 3,200 people.
Apparently, I ain't the first person to.
What were we looking at?
I'm trying to find a...
What are we looking at?
Okay.
I went to 3,200.
Trying to find a number here, sir.
Okay. 3,200. I'm still calling it. Nothing? Anything? Anything? Anything at all? Just say it.
I'm trying to find something, because each one of these is giving me percentages, but I don't see an average attendance number, and it's kind of shitty.
Come on, did you put average?
Okay, I had average attendance for...
Attendance, 2019.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
Okay. Yeah, but this is...
Okay, this is the season total.
77?
Washington Mystics had the highest at 77.
That's total that came to see all their games.
Yes. And I don't know how many. But there's a massive drop-off between the top two and the next one. So.
Yeah, because it goes from 77. But how many NBA... Let's see. So, you stay on that page. Number of WN... NBA games.
Okay, hold up. I got it.
Okay.
Okay, the WNBA regular... Okay, this is September 10th, 2019.
Okay.
So, the WNBA regular season concluded, and this is by Andrew Levin and David Broughton of Sports Business Daily. So, I'm reading it from them. Go check them out. I don't know who they are, but I'm not stealing shit. They get full credit. The WNBA regular season concluded on Sunday with teams averaging 6,535 fans per home game.
All right. 6,000 how much?
6,535 fans. Okay. Now.
But I feel like that the top four teams will probably have the most.
I also don't know how much marketing they do. I don't know. We don't live in a market that has it. We don't live in a market that has anything. So
how many people, I guess you'd have to find out how many people stay or can be in each stadium. If they're in New York City and they're only getting 6,000. All right. Yeah. Quarterback just got fucking smoked. This dude's been having a fucking shitty day all fucking day. He's been getting fucked up and tackled and throwing interceptions and all kinds of shit. And how are we ever going to get it back to a tie game so we can see how long this fucking shitty game lasts?
Anyway, back to the WNBA. I saw somewhere it was pretty much the NBA.
Just keeps them afloat. You would think they'd be able to make it without the NBA because, you know, how much does it cost to put a game on? You surely, if you're averaging 7,000 people, all right, here's the screen. God, that screen's garbage.
Okay. Apparently last year, according to this article, the TV ratings were up, okay, but attendance was down.
So.
And they play 34 games.
Okay.
Total attendance for every game, everything was 1.3 million.
Okay.
Average attendance
was. This is just one big. We're shitting on the NWA, but we're trying to be generous to them. God, Bob Stoops looks like a defeated man. But you know what? He's getting a fucking paycheck, so he don't give a fuck. He's probably going to look back at us and be like, you know what, Ferris? Why don't you go fuck yourself?
Hold on. Let me stop you right there. He don't give a shit about us.
He don't even know my name. He don't want to know my name.
I'm trying to figure out who this dude is in this weird shirt.
We should know who he is. I have a feeling
I have a feeling he's on the NFL. Yep, Todd Gurley. There you go.
Is it Todd Gurley? The thing is, you never see him with their fucking helmets off.
No, this is like, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm sure there's someone who pays way more attention to it than me. Then.
Well, I'll be damned. Mm. New podcast is up already. Let's go to share. Let's see. Copy link. Okay, so there's a copy link page. Okay, there we go. Who the fuck is this guy?
He scored a touchdown.
Oh, okay. Well,
and then the other guy, Smallwood.
Okay. Smallwood is the one who got him down the fucking field the whole time.
Yeah.
It's basically the Smallwood show. I'm just saying. Let's see.
If we apologize for the lull, it's just the game is taking forever. He got smoked, but he held on, and that's what matters.
Is the ball different in the XFL? Is the ball look different?
It looks different, but, I mean, it may still be the exact same. I mean, there's only so many ways you can make a football and still be a football, you know?
Okay.
Shut up.
There's only so many ways you can make a football and make it look like... Well, there's only one way to make it look like a football. Because if you made it a different way, it wouldn't be a fucking football. A rugby ball is a rugby ball.
You know what, Ferris? You can kiss my ass.
I'm just saying. iTunes link.
False start. Or offsides. Remember?
This game is taking forever. Fucking get done. Oh, my God. This is like watching, like, college soccer.
I don't know. I've never watched that.
think how bad this is, and it's 10 times worse. Dude's got a big mustache on him, though. Uh-oh.
Oh? That's the longest run of the day, I think.
But they've been allergic to the end zone all fucking day, though.
I think they're going to make it this time. Artist Payne.
All right, let's go back to our commentary. All right, quarterbacks and shotgun. I don't know what formation that is. Running back in the back. Handoff. And
he stutter steps. Uh-oh. That's a... Oh,
he's cutting the corner. He's got a block.
He's in for the touchdown. So, Dallas Renegades score a touchdown. Touchdown by, I want to say, Artis Payne.
Mr. Artis Payne. Thank you very much.
All right. You're right, Ferris. You're right.
All right, take a bet. So, are they going for a 1, 2, or 3?
I said they go for a 2. Oh, they're going for... Nope, they're going for the 1. Boo.
I love how they have a soccer field drawn on that field, too.
You know, the sad part is being in L.A., they probably have more people there for the soccer games than they do.
Are you saying that because there's a large Hispanic population, Tim?
Yes.
Okay. That'd be true.
I mean.
More than white people or more than Mexican people like soccer, Tim. Even white people like soccer.
Agreed. But there is a high concentration of Mexican people in L.A.
Yeah.
And Mexican people traditionally like soccer more than American football. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Okay. Let's see what's going on. Is this a this a Wildcat?
Uh-oh. And it worked.
Oh, that would work from the...
No, that was just a good... Okay.
Jeff batted.
So what we learned on this drive about the Dallas Renegades, Ferris, that if you don't let the quarterback throw it, you might get to the end zone.
Shit. Was he the one who fumbled it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Who was a white gentleman that fumbled the ball? What the hell is this commercial? I don't know. It's kind of weird.
It's a Progressive commercial, so it's always weird.
I have to say that Flo chick has probably become a little bit. I mean, she's gotten kind of known.
Yeah, she's making money through this fucking stupid commercial.
Yeah, make your money, boo boo.
Yeah,
I can't hate. If anybody ever wants to sponsor the podcast, that'd be cool. But
I don't know. Fuck her. She's annoying as fuck.
Well, I wasn't talking about Flo specifically there, boss.
Do you like poppy seeds on your hamburger bun or no?
I'm kind of indifferent towards it, to be honest.
Just don't care.
Yeah. Now, are you a fan of a pretzel bun?
I am, actually.
Really? I've kind of gotten into sourdough buns lately.
Sourdough?
Yeah. I'm not going to say the greatest thing ever, but, I mean, they're pretty good. Pepto diarrhea. Okay. It was funny when you were telling me about your food poisoning night. All I could think is, if they brought you down, imagine what it would do to me.
Oh man, it was terrible. Like, I sent you the picture of the vomit, didn't I?
Yeah,
it's pretty disgusting.
I mean, if for it to do it to you too,
I barely got out. Like, I knew I couldn't make it to the bathroom. So I was like, I got to open this door, but my mouth was like.
Food poisoning sucks because you know it's going to be over with in about 12 hours, if not less. But for however long it lasts, it's absolutely miserable. But, I mean, you just never know. That shit could sneak up on you. Because, like, when I had it, I got it from eating a pizza one time. I've eaten a pizza millions of times. And then just one time, I don't know, maybe it was some bad cheese or some bad bread or something. But
it makes you not want to have that that particular food, you know, for a while.
For sure. It sucked. The worst part was I couldn't get off work because of it, so I'm having to do certain things, go and puke, and then come back.
But, you know, I really didn't have to shit that bad. It was just vomiting.
Yeah.
Time for the kickoff.
I'm trying to think of the worst time I've ever been sick. I think it was whenever I had, it was probably, I don't know what it was, but I was senior year of high school. I was sitting on the toilet just everywhere and had the trash can in front of me puking.
This dude got fucking smoked. You see?
I'm not sure.
You know what? I think the interview thing is genius.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, explain your rationale.
It's 2020. Everyone wants to get on the fucking camera and say shit.
It's true.
You know? There's no such thing as the quiet professional anymore.
Well, it is nice to see personalities. I mean, kind of makes it interesting.
I think they probably had, like, after the first week, they're like, okay, do not curse. Do not say anything stupid.
Where's Dylan?
Sorry. Why are you throwing the 17? You know he ain't worth shit. And give it this little Wood or small Wood, whatever the fuck his name is. This coach just is not into this game.
I don't think any of the coaches are. I've yet to see a coach that just like.
Bob Stoop looks like he's in the game. But like, he looks like.
he looks like he's in the game because his life is in the balance.
But the other dude, he just seems like he doesn't give a fuck.
Like, I mean, like, literally, this is his last stop. And that. Geez.
What? Kind of throw was that?
Like, this is literally his last stop before.
Before the revolver spins. I had a good 15 years.
And then Oklahoma just trashed me.
Threw me in the trash like I was nothing.
And then some bitches made it to the playoffs this year. Although I think that was just as much Jalen Hurts as it was anybody.
Yeah. I never thought they were that good this year in the first place.
There is, like, some rumors that we'd take Jalen Hurts.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and now. Oh, man. Oh, they always do the same thing when they don't get the interception.
I can't believe I didn't catch that shit.
The squat with a hole in the helmet. This dude is ready to go home and eat some fucking food. He wants a fucking burger.
I think they're all ready to.
Come on.
Man, I remember it was the last football game I ever played. It goes back to us talking about junior high. We went to Caldwell. And I don't know if you ever had to make that trip, but that bus ride sucks. Okay? And then we lost. And that bus ride back really sucked. Mm.
You know what games I really hated? We're going to fucking Oak Grove.
Yeah.
Going to Oak Grove was just, like, horrendous. The drive there was, like, ugh.
I used to have to make that drive every Saturday for work, too. And you do, and you can't ever go, like, actually, I got, like, 4 speeding tickets on that trip. To, like,
hold on a second. So, no one can move until the ball's punted?
Yeah. Apparently not. Hold up.
Okay, they can't go down the field until the ball's punted.
Yeah.
They have to block, and then...
Okay. Uh-oh. Maybe.
Is he going to take this bitch
to
the house?
Oh. Oh.
All the way to the 30-yard line. Bob Stoops won't kill himself tonight. Yeah. 7 minutes in this godforsaken game. And
what
the clock
hell?
Is not moving.
What the hell were we thinking?
We had to get some content out. Now we got almost 2 hours. Or we'll have close 2 hours anyways.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Quarterbacks and shotgun. Spread.
Has spread won. Texas oh, cheek.
Offsides. Offsides on the defense.
But, yeah, the last junior high football game I ever had, we were getting the shit kicked out of us. And, man, it just seemed like that game just dragged on forever.
Nothing's worse than a night, good old ass whooping.
It's really weird that we end up as good as we are in high school because, man, in junior high, we were terrible.
Let's see. Okay. Uh-oh.
Look at a little running back. He tried. He wanted to win.
Whoa, it's a flag.
Nope. I think the refs went out of this game, too.
That dude looks like Bernie Sanders and
Gary Busey.
Gary Busey, that's what I was thinking.
Maybe a little Nick Nolte in there.
Yeah. And then the guy on the left looks like a lazy, good-for-nothing piece of shit who does not give a fuck about being there. He hasn't cared this whole game. Like, he's just chewing his fucking gum, just like, okay, got my arms crossed. Terrible posture, man. Who is this fucking pedophile quarterback, too?
Uh-oh.
Imagine that. Once they realize that the quarterback is garbage, they start doing well.
Dunbar realized he didn't catch that screen earlier that was wide open, so he's trying to make sure he's still on the team next week. We are not good football commentators.
No, we're not. It's a combination of barely getting the time and distance right and calling them a piece of shit. Quarterback's 2 yard. It's third and two. Or it's actually, well, they have a third down marker on the bottom, but it says second and one. So I don't know where the fuck we're at. So, okay, so they just changed it. So it's something and one. I don't know what it is in one, but I know that he got the first down.
But there is a flag.
Flag on the field. How much coke has this guy on the right been doing? He's been wiping his nose his whole fucking time. He just can't.
That's all the reason he went back to coaching is he had to pay for his
habit. He got to get the coke habit. And it's offsides. There you go. Okay, Winston Moss. Now you look like you give a fuck. Come on. Bringing in the big boys on the front. In the trenches. That's what you don't understand, Tim. You're never in the trenches.
You're correct. But look at me. Would I look like I'd be the...
No. All right. First and goal from the 3-yard line. Quarterback's shotgun. He comes to snap. He hands it off right up the middle, and he's tackled at the goal line of scrimmage.
It was kind of funny. I always wanted to play wide receiver. When I was going into junior high, I really wanted to play wide receiver, and they'd let me. I got to go play wide receiver.
Okay, you got to play wide receiver.
I was pretty happy about this, and then I quickly realized something.
What was that?
In junior high, they stick the kids that have absolutely no athletic talent whatsoever at wide receiver.
Yeah, because it's not important for the game at that point, you know.
No.
Running backs.
We might throw one pass every now and then.
Running back in motion, quarterback in the shotgun. He looking right. He makes the pass, and he's in for the touchdown. Did he?
Yep.
And the Renegades of Dallas have taken a 10-point lead.
Do they go for one or two here first?
I think the one would be the smart move here. There's no need to go for two. If you go for three, fucking stupid. The three's from the 11-yard line?
I think it's the 10.
Is that the 10? Okay, the lines are throwing me off. Like, yeah. Fucking soccer lines from the fucking high school game that was on earlier. I'm just being a dick. I should be more respectful of these people. These people have either played in the NFL or are close to it. And I'm just like, blah, fucking stupid fucks.
We're like everybody on the planet that thinks they can do something better.
Did he get in?
I don't know. No, I don't know. One job's, nope. They're saying no.
And he didn't get in, and the clock stops, unfortunately.
Well, it was already stopped. It was a conversion.
Yeah, whatever.
But we got 4 minutes and 55 seconds left in this wonderful show-off between Dallas and L.A.
We'll be right after these messages. After this
commercial highlight. Break.
Yeah, he scored easily.
Yeah, well, it was a good job. If it weren't for that, this game would suck.
He looks like Jameis Winston. Good job, man. Good job. Good shit.
All right. Here comes the kickoff.
You know, I really feel this kickoff is way more safer than the other version.
It is, and it don't seem like they're making... It don't seem like they're making get more yards, or it's really changing the dynamic too much of the play. You know?
No, not really. Now, I mean, I don't know how much of that is changing talent per se, but
uh-oh, maybe. Well, he takes this bitch to the fucking house.
He is taking it, and they do have a Scott Cam. I apologize to the XFL. You can't afford a Scott Cam. I apologize. Hold up, maybe the XFL can't afford a Scott Cam, but ESPN sure can.
Okay, that's a better point. So he sees.
Man, did you see where Stephen A. Smith is going to make $8 million a year?
Yeah, I guess I need to go fucking get a noose and kill myself.
Well, I don't think that serious. I'm just like, man. Although, have you watched ESPN other than this lately? He keeps them afloat. He's the only thing worth tuning into.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't watch, like.
Yeah.
If it's not an actual game, I do not watch ESPN.
The only reason I watch Stephen A. Smith, though, is because of his
he's going deep.
He's got it. That is a touchdown. This game is
still going on.
All right.
This game will not end.
But hold up. It's a little bit more exciting now. Do they go for – what do you do here? I think you have to
– go for one so you can kick a field goal.
The one ain't guaranteed in this league, though. Yeah, I kind of like it a little bit better.
So there's no extra point?
No. Which is good, because I kind of feel like at one point the extra point.
Wait, what happened there?
What do you mean, what happened there?
It's, I don't know.
Like this
interview.
I really don't think it's a good idea to try to do it while there's still potentially a play going on.
Yeah, they should have waited until
Wait
after.
Till you at least get to the sidelines. Yeah. I think they're trying to be different, and I think they're just going to have to work out some kinks of what works, what doesn't work.
Them motherfuckers are going for three.
Ooh.
Not anymore, because they just got a flag.
Oh,
so is it still for three, even if they get the
I don't know
5 yards?
That's a good question. 12.
It would have to be, because they're going for three, and then there was a flag on the defense.
Yeah.
So that means they're getting a 3-point play from the 5-yard line, I suppose. This fucking cameraman.
Yep, they moved it up.
All right.
3-point play. All right.
Quarterback and shotgun. He gets the snap. He looks right. He's thinking about running it, but he makes the pass, and he's wide open for the 3-point conversion.
That is okay.
Wow.
This game's got a little bit more interesting.
18-9 with
18-19
with 4:37 in the fourth quarter.
This really just goes to show we're a bunch of dumbasses.
Well, I don't commentate football games.
We shouldn't either.
He went deep on that bitch. Dude, it's not that funny. Come on. Look how nonchalantly the quarterback just threw for a fucking touchdown, and their coach is like,
would you stop making fun of the dude? Maybe he's hold up. I'm going to have to give him some credit. Bill Parcells, who can make an argument, he's the greatest coach of all time, doesn't show emotion when they're up by 50 points.
All right.
So maybe he's just taking a page out of that playbook.
Maybe so.
So I wonder what an onside kick looks like in this league.
Can they have onside kicks?
I'm sure. Shit. I still got an hour and a half drive.
Is it taking really an hour and a half to get to Shreveport?
To Shreveport, not so much, but I mean.
Where you got to go?
Yeah, I still kind of got to go take the loop around, and that can be a pain in the ass.
I thought this dude was about to take it to the house.
What does O/U mean over there where it says 45.5? Oh, that's the over.
Over under, yeah. Which was a joke a few minutes ago, but now it's not a joke.
Bye. Still a joke.
Well, still, yeah. Whatever. Keep it going. I got to piss.
Yep, there's 4 minutes and 32 seconds left in this game that won't end. Landry Jones back in the shotgun again. I think he's going to throw an interception this drive.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. I think it's going to happen. I think it's a little past due. Takes a snap. Oh, he hands it off. They are not going to put the game in his hands. I wonder why. Got some celebrating on the field. Got some talking. Trying to figure out why the cameramen just follow random players. It's like, what was the purpose of following that dude there for like 30 seconds? It was more like 10, but it seemed like 30. I'll be quiet. If you listen closely, you can hear Ferris piss. Uh-oh. Like I said, imagine that. They don't let their quarterback throw it, and they have positive plays. All right, I'm
back. Okay, now I'm back. Look at him. How Hume this fucking... This dude is on fucking coke, bro.
I've got to see this dude's biography.
Okay. Quarterback. Delayed handoff. And, he gets a few yards. He gets about 4.5. Winston Moss, the Los Angeles head coach. Head coach of the Los Angeles Don't Give a Fucks.
Oh, how Moom, however you say his name.
Hal Moomy.
Doesn't
have a Wikipedia page?
He has a Wikipedia page, but I'm kind of wondering how he got this job.
All right, there's the pass. Yep, quarterback's to the 25-yard line. Mr. Bidette. You know what he looks like? He kind of looks like Gollum walking around.
Who?
Hal Hume, what the fuck is... Get these motherfuckers off the screen. I want to watch the fucking game, XFL.
Dale Jr. flying will never be the same again. He immersed himself in learning about jets' capabilities, weather, and more.
Okay. Well, you got away with it. Maybe next time you'll die. I don't know.
What the hell,
there's
dude?
2 minutes left in this game.
That won't end.
So... Okay. 2 minutes left is 19-18, and
Dallas is driving,
and they're at the about 25-yard line. You know what? I kind of wonder if I should buy, like, I wonder if they have an XFL onesie. And just have, like, a Dallas, whatever the fuck they're called, onesie. No,
think,
I won't
do I was
that.
About to say, I don't do that. You think the XFL, you think New Orleans will ever have an XFL game? I think it's possible.
Maybe. It just, this fucking league has to fucking get off and fucking do something first.
I think there's bigger markets that they will explore before they explore that market, but.
You know, I could see a smaller market working with this.
You think so?
Yeah. Give something, somebody something to do.
Yeah.
Or maybe it'll just fucking collapse on itself. Like a fucking house of cards.
Is there a Chicago team? I was kind of surprised.
What are the teams? Where are they all from? Let's see.
I got you.
XFL teams.
I've already looked this up before. The St. Louis Battlehawks, the Seattle Dragons, the New York Guardians, Houston Roughnecks, Tampa Bay Vipers, Dallas Renegades, Los Angeles Wildcats, the DC Defenders, and that's it. So, I mean, you might be right. There could be some, think. But, I mean, the thing about it is, New Orleans really isn't that big of a market either, though.
You want to show you something funny?
What?
Someone posted on, he goes, Farmville KFC at 7:30 p.m., nobody inside but cars in the lot. Real professional, y'all. And they're, like, they showed, like the kitchen. Some bitch is fucking as bare as Sahara Desert. But you know, one thing he said, it kind of irks me. He's like, make them famous. It's like, quit.
For what?
Okay. Because they're not there to give you fucking fried chicken? Sorry. I'm not doing
here's
it.
Here's a better idea. Move out of Farmerville.
That's fair.
Okay, we've been there. I have no desire to ever go back. Yeah, that's one thing I do kind of get annoyed about by people from small towns is they get mad about their small town dying, but it's like, man.
What's happening in my KFC?
Well, I mean, think about it. You work your ass off all day. You come home. And you're like, you're hungry as shit, and you head to KFC, and there's cars. The fucking place is open, but nobody's there. All you want is some fucking fried chicken.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
I think I'd just leave.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, I'd probably take a video of selfie and be like, oh, I guess no one's here. Everybody kind of laugh about it.
But I ain't gonna be mad that the person working behind the counter for $7.25 is just like, fuck this.
Okay, play that ends in field of play. Game clock stops for ball. Spot in 5 second runoff of play clock, incomplete passes, and out of bounds plays. Game clock will stop until ball is snapped. I do like that they stop. You know, it's not just ball. I mean, time isn't just running constantly.
Yeah. Like, cause some of that shit, you got to wait for the referee to get set. It's like, bro, yeah. That kind of takes like a whole nother. I mean, it's 2 seconds, but it's 2 seconds.
That's another.
That dude just gave no fucks about that dude's helmet.
He just kicked his helmet. And he but you know what? That motherfucker's helmet's come off the last 3 fucking plays, though. He straight up kicked that motherfucker.
And then he's mad that the dude didn't get a penalty on him. It's like, bro, just grab your helmet.
Daytona 500, second rain delay.
Didn't you go to that? Or was
no,
it Talladega?
Talladega.
But didn't you say it was pretty fun?
I had a fun time. I mean, I was drinking. I was not 17, but yeah, whatever. Anything's fun at that point. Before life just railed.
Completely train wrecks you. Uh-oh.
He's about to end this game.
Oh, what a block. Oh, and he still got.
Oh, shit.
Well, and the Dallas Renegades go up by.
But I guess, so.
7.
Yeah. So I guess.
Cameron Artis Payne.
What do you do here? You obviously go for one, but I guess if they score.
I would try to go for two because I think the two is from the, like, 4. So it's what a, I mean, hold up. You got to say that's a pretty,
that's a great play.
That was a great play. Mr. Cameron Artis Payne wants to go to the NFL.
Yeah. So we have a minute, 6 seconds left. It's 25-18 Dallas.
I go for the two.
Dallas is going for one as of now, but I think they called a timeout. Do they only have two timeouts?
I guess so.
Okay. But I think the game clock is different, though. So. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting us know something we already knew, buddy.
But I guess, you know, we have the benefit of
high watching it. And they're actually doing a fucking job, and we're sitting our slobby ass fucking watching the game. And the Wild. They can't take it. Okay.
Well, that made some shit interesting a little bit. So, Dallas Rennick. Whoa, that dude.
Henderson's a big ass. That's a big boy. Yeah, man, I scored that touchdown, and, you know, what was your question?
I think he's played in the NFL, though. I'll have to look him up.
What do you think is worse, playing in the XFL and never been in the NFL, or being in the NFL and now playing in the XFL? I don't know either.
Apparently, Mr. Artis Payne played for the Panthers.
Really?
He was with them up until 2015 to 2011. I mean, 8, excuse me.
8 to 11? 8 2015?
2015 to
2018,
yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well. Fuck him. Here comes the kickoff. I guess there's no onside kick.
I don't know, but if you're Dallas, why would you onside kick?
All right. He's at the 10, 15, 20, 25.
And hammered down at the 30.
Yeah. I have it marked down at the 31.
I think we've lost all interest in this game because, like, our enthusiasm.
Yeah, I'm just like, ugh.
Will this game end?
Please be done.
So, you think L.A. pulls it off with the comeback, or do you think they...
I think they score, and so I think they score and they win the game.
Really?
Yes.
It's a bold prediction.
Yep.
All right. Let's see what happens.
All right. Takes a shotgun. He looks down the field. He's making a big pass, and it looks like it's going to be intercepted. Oh, he's out of bounds.
I don't know why I hate, this bothers me. I hate when I see defenders, like, on a play act like they did something. It's like, what did you do right here? The quarterback threw a terrible pass. It's like, what did, I mean, don't celebrate that. You didn't do anything. You actually got beat because the guy caught the pass.
Yeah. Is it 2 feet in or 1 foot in this league?
Don't know. That's why we got to have somebody researching this shit.
All right. Oh, he's about to get tackled from behind. Oh, man.
Now, see, that's a good play. We're celebrating.
Yeah. There's your Orientals.
For all four other ones that might be watching.
Yeah.
Look up Norm Chow, see what his stuff is. Okay. Because I know he's actually a pretty famous name.
All right. We have 3rd and 10 at the 31-yard line. Quarterback in a shotgun. Has a running back to his right. 3 out. 2 to the left, 1 to his right. Gets a snap. He looks downfield. He makes a throw. And it's a drop. Goes right to the hands at the 50-yard line for number 82. Brings up 4th and 10 with 39 seconds. Looks like they need to get the ball to the 41-yard line, Tim. Well, this game is over.
We can only hope they don't.
What about Mr. Chow?
Apparently, he was the head coach of a...
All right, hold on. Quarterback's in the shotgun. He looks down the field. He's got some pressure. He moves up in the pocket. He gets the ball off, and it's incomplete.
But either way, this game is over.
Done.
Unless they mess up the snap, which has happened a lot in this game, so it is possible. But, Mr. Johnson, that's why you were on 13 NFL teams in 12 seasons.
Who?
The quarterback for the LA Wildcats. That's one of his stats they showed at the beginning of the game was that he was on, I think it was 13. It was either 13 NFL teams in 12 seasons or 12 NFL teams in 13 seasons. One of the two. Which, I mean, hey, if he was in the NFL for 12 seasons, hey.
Oh, man, look how distraught the coach is. He's so distraught.
That he's probably not going to coach ever again after this.
Congratulations, Bob Stoops. You get to live for another few weeks.
Well, at least until next Saturday or Sunday.
What's that? What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm just so happy this game is almost freaking over.
So their game clock is...
What's happening?
What's going on?
I guess they're
going
to have to still run one more play. We know absolutely nothing about this league.
Yeah, I don't know shit. What about Mr. Chow?
Apparently, he was head coach of UCLA for a little while. He did something for USC for a little while. Let's see.
It's all your fault, number 82, you worthless sack of shit. Well, I guess my prediction's wrong. And Mr. Chow.
I want to say he might have been the offensive.
So that brings your final for the XFL game, Dallas 25, LA 18. Congratulations, Mr. Bob Stoops, for your victory. And number 8, go fuck yourself because you lost the game.
So I want to say Norm Chow has the most accomplishments out of not so much for his playing or anything, but as far as being a coach, yeah, I think he has the most accomplishments.
What's he got?
I think he was the offensive coordinator for the USC team that was so dominant before, really? You know, they lost all their shit. But,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
Before they stopped paying players?
Apparently, they stopped paying the parents of the players.
Mm. Norm Chow. Okay, he was a head coach at Hawaiian. Let's see. He was born in 1946. He's an old motherfucker.
That's what you took away from that?
Yeah, he's old. Fuck.
Man, let's sign out and be done with this.
You sure?
Yeah.
Let's see. That's how much time we got. So we got 48 minutes and 55 seconds. So let's get one more minute so we can end at 50 minutes. Okay.
Okay. So your thoughts on the first XFL game? Is this the first one you sat and
next
watched?
Next time I'll get some sleep so I'll feel better. But... Well, that way I can stay awake without something shitty happening to keep me awake.
Yeah.
But
what are your thoughts?
It was fun. I enjoyed watching. I really enjoyed more watching just making fun of it, really,
yeah.
Or anything. Yeah, it's kind of a cynical way of looking at it and being a dick, you know.
There's definitely a talent drop off.
Yeah. And look at the stone faced fucking douchebag. You don't care.
Bill Belichick.
I got paid, man. I got paid.
Bill Belichick don't show any emotion.
Yeah, but he fucking wins.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Hey, he didn't win this year. He got kicked out of the playoffs.
Yep. So we got 10 seconds. So we're going to try to – I go to Shreveport and he comes here every 2 weeks. Or, you know, 1 week I go there. 1 week he comes here. See how the schedules work out with girlfriends and life and
– Gas.
Gas. Excuse me, fiance.
Thank you.
You know, hopefully it won't be 6 months before we get another one out. But, you know, that's life and we'll get it. And we appreciate everybody listening. And let me lean my ass up so I can turn this fucking thing off. Tim, you got anything else to say?
Nope.
All right, guys. We'll see y'all later, and you can go fuck yourselves. Love you.